Can you hear the dog in the background? Oh, I've had the... You know what? We're not going to do any music today. We're going to do low... What is it? Hi-fi? This would be lo-fi. Hi, this is Dave Jackson. This is a School of Podcasting's morning announcements. And on today's show, we're going to talk about... We're going to talk about what buttons you should have on your website. We are going to talk about, can your intro to your podcast get you sued? And some news for podcasting, some new people coming into podcasting. And I'm not even going to run the jingle today because I've had a horrible day. That's why I'm calling this lo-fi. I rolled out a new script for the School of Podcasting. And if you could care less about this, feel free to fast forward through this story. But just to let you know, it goes on behind the scenes of the School of Podcasting. I hate the script that I've been using for the School of Podcasting, especially when it comes to sending newsletters. It's archaic. It's like using a DOS system. So on Saturday, I installed a new script. And on Sunday, I replaced it with another new script. And I tested and retested and retested and tested and retested the test of the test of the retest. And it worked great. And it was wonderful. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. And I sent out an email to all the people at the School of Podcasting and said, all right, everybody, we're going to convert to the new system. Here's a couple hoops you got to jump through. And guess what? It quit working. And I've been working on this all weekend. And as I record this right now at 10 till 10 on Sunday night, before I pack up and get ready to leave for Pennsylvania tomorrow, I'm out of Cleveland, Ohio. I've got some other people looking into it because there are times when the best thing you can do to fix a problem is have somebody else fix it. Because I've gone through all the manuals. I've gone through all the videos. It's a great system. It's called Digital Access Pass. I use it on my More Podcast Money. I do it on the Marketing Musician podcast, and I decided to use it on this website. And for whatever reason, people can sign up. You can go ahead and sign up. You just can't log in. And hopefully by the time you listen to this on Monday morning, I will have that fixed. But that's why I'm laughing like a lunatic, because I've had a long, very long day. So, and we're talking about music today. And isn't it weird to have a podcast without intro music, right? And instead I've replaced it with a dog that's barking in the background. The windows are closed. It's just a very large dog. Let me see if I can hear. Come on, Sparky. Come on. Keep barking, buddy. There he is. Maybe he's not as loud as I think he is. And I laugh because the minute I hit record, that dog started barking. But over at the podcastersroundtable.com, this is something that Ray Ortega, I talked about this in a previous episode. I met Mike Russell from Music Radio Creative. Now, I should say this up front. I like their service because I use them. In fact, the power of podcasting completely kicked in because I listened to Mike, who is a bona fide radio guy. In fact, Mike has a podcast. If you go to musicradiocreative.com/podcast, it's great because you hear a guy who loves audio, who loves painting pictures with audio, and he's just totally geeking out on it. And he's from the UK, so he's got that great British accent going on, which that was a horrible, you know, I can almost do a half bad, but that was a horribly bad British accent. And so here it was, I was laughing because I could feel the power of podcasting kicking in the gear, because he interviewed one of his voiceover people from America, this lovely woman named Rachel, and I got to know Rachel, and before I knew it, $20 leaped out of my wallet, and I paid for her to say this.
And now, it's time for a last 5 in 5. What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
And I knew it. When I was buying it, I'm like, wow, his podcast, this exactly works the way I told people it would work. And so, it was like 12 pounds, which turned out to be around $20 U.S., as of August 19th, 2012. And so I was thinking about this, and I'm like, you know, if I tell people to go to Music Radio Creative, and by the way, they do have an affiliate program, and that's not why I'm talking about them. I'm talking about them because, number one, Mike knows his stuff. He sounds good. And I've heard other people that do this kind of thing, and they want a lot more money than Mike is charging for the quality they're putting out. And so I went over and ordered it and got it. I'm not sure what their turnaround time is supposed to be, but I got it in seriously like 4 hours, which don't expect that because I don't think that's the norm. It was just incredibly fast, and I liked what I heard. You heard it there a second ago. But I knew people were going to say, well, why did you do that? Why not just go to Fiverr? Now, if you've never heard of Fiverr, it's F-I-V-E-R-R.com. And so I went over there and looked for what I would call quality voiceover people. And I found some. There definitely are talented people over there. And I feel bad for them because I don't know if you realize this. I've done the Fiverr thing. When you actually pay somebody $5 on Fiverr, only 4 of that goes to the actual worker. And I found this guy named JJ, okay? And to make a long story short, let me see if I can... What I'm going to do is I'm just going to play this through my speakers. But JJ's a very nice guy. I'm sure he's, again, got a high quality of passion about voiceover work. But he, in one of his videos, he had a video that said, here's a sample of one of my intros for a podcast. And it sounded, I'm just going to play this through my speakers. It sounded like this. It sounded like this.
Let's get it started in here.
Okay. Okay, so, and now, he's got the big DJ voice guy. But hello, that's the Black Eyed Peas. Now, it could have been worse. He could have put Prince on there or Gene Simmons, somebody who would definitely sue you. And I know a lot of you are going, look, Dave, easy. Yes, it's major record label stuff. This is licensed music that's not licensed for podcasting. But nobody's going to get sued. You know, people have been playing that. I've played that kind of music in my podcast. Guilty as charged, because it really went with the podcast. But here's the thing. There's this, I don't know what you guys call it in the UK, when you cross the street in the United States and you don't do it at the designated crossing areas, they call it jaywalking. And technically that's illegal. You could get a ticket for jaywalking, but nobody does, and everybody does it every single day. So everybody, if you were to say, well, jaywalking is fine, no, technically it's illegal. They're just not handing out any tickets today. So do I think that you'll get sued if you use major label music in your podcast? For this, I got to say, keep in mind, it's not just the musician, because it's the songwriter, especially in country. A lot of the people singing those songs are not the people that wrote it. So you've got the songwriter, you've got the actual singer, you know, the performer, and then you've got the publishing rights. And for example, if you wanted to do something with some of the Beatles music, you'd have to pay Michael Jackson because he owns a lot of the music to the Beatles. Say it with me. Hee hee. Right? I mean, it's amazing that Paul McCartney's going, he did what? So it's not just the singer-songwriter. It's not just the, you know, performer. It's not just the record label. You have other people. And here's my point. Podcasting is growing still. It's getting more and more popular now because of smartphones. We're going to talk about that in a second. But it's growing. But here's the thing. The more popular it gets, the greater the chance that the RIAA, who's all about the, you know, music labels, they're going to raise their ugly head and they're going to sue somebody. Now, do I think you're going to get sued right now? No, but you could. Do you think that baby sitting over there by the outlet with a fork in his hand is going to get shocked? No, but it could. You know, that kind of thing. Do you think the gas can by the open flame is going to explode? No, but it could. So as always, let me cover my rear end here. Always consult a lawyer before making any decisions that basically obviously have you breaking the law. So that's one thing I wanted to hit on that. And that's nothing against people on Fiverr. They're very talented, very lovely people on Fiverr. But just go in with your eyes open. Just because this guy goes, here's this great intro. And you go, wow, he put some Judas Priest on my intro. That's cool. Yeah, it's also illegal. You know, just go in with your eyes open. Now, the other thing that I noticed about Fiverr is the people that have really great sounding stuff also have a line to get to their stuff. In fact, the one guy, he had a 9-day estimated delivery. Now, I did see that those people that had a line, you could cut to the front of the line for a fee. again, about $10. So now you've put out $5 for them to read something and $10 to do it sooner than later. And again, I put out 20. So if you're going to put out 15, why not put out 20 and to somebody who basically, A, is using music that isn't going to get you sued, and B, sounds great. And again, not that the people on Fiverr don't sound great, but these are professional. That's all they do is voiceover for many of these people. They do acting and things like that. But, you know, that's what they do. They're known for their voice. So keep that in mind, the fact that, A, I always say you're paying for things in money and time. So if you've got time, you know, by all means, go over to Fiverr and you can have somebody do a intro for you. It might take them a week or two to get it to you, and you just hope that it doesn't have any illegal music in it, and hope that it sounds good, and hope that they don't charge you another $5 if you want them to do it over. So just go in with your eyes open on that. All right, wanted to, a little podcasting news. Mark and Brian are a tag team radio people here in the United States. They've been podcasting, they've been broadcasting since 1987. And make a long story short, Mark from the Mark and Brian Show has left LA to move by a lake. I believe they're in Georgia, if I remember right. And he's going to make a podcast with his wife, Linda, and their children. Now, what's interesting about this, you're like, okay, well, that's interesting that another radio guy is getting into podcasting. Couple things. They're using a Ning site, NING.com. And what's interesting about that is if you go to their website, you cannot even see it. You cannot even sniff it until you give them some sort of email address and a password, which is interesting because when I did that, because I wanted to see what was going on, They then asked me basically everything about me, my age, where I lived, blah, 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 because they're getting demographics, because they're going to have sponsors. I guarantee you on that, because that's what and there's nothing wrong with having sponsors. It was just an interesting thing because usually you ask for somebody's email address after maybe you've done something for them. And this was like, hi, nice to meet you. Give me your email address. It's a little out of sync in my book, but the other thing about this is a Ning site may or may not have an RSS feed. You definitely can't install PowerPress on it. So how do you get around this? This is where I would use, this is one of the few occasions where I would use FeedBurner for my RSS feed to get that into iTunes. And I would also use the player from Libsyn. Libsyn is Libsyn. They're a media host. And if you want a free month at Libsyn, by the way, use the promo code SOPFREE. Now, if you go to use that, and it says it's invalid, please contact me immediately because that is false. That is an absolutely fine and perfect promo code. And I know somebody had a problem with that and they didn't get their discount. So keep that in mind. If for some reason there's a problem with that, let me know. So, but you could actually have your media at Libsyn and then just put the player from Libsyn right on your Ning site for people to listen to. It's a very powerful player. I hope to talk more about that in the future. But while I'm talking about Mark and Linda, I do want to point out one thing that I thought was kind of funny without picking on radio guys is Mark, being the radio guy, said that, hey, every day when the podcast is finished, they're going to email it to you. And I'm like, okay, yes, you can have a podcast emailed to you if you'd like, but most people use an RSS feed. They'll subscribe in iTunes or something like that. So I thought it was kind of funny that he's like, yeah, we'll email it to you. And I was like, I hope it's going to be in iTunes. I guess we'll see. But the other thing I have found that in some cases, unless you're a comedian, trying to be funny doesn't work. It just doesn't. And in this case, I'll have a video out there with Mark and Linda. And it's this whole thing where Mark is like the radio guy. I know what I'm doing. I'm the marketing guy. We're talking about the brand, Linda. Come on. And it's supposed to be these little, I don't know, the word I want to use is hokey. These hokey little fights, scatty little snarky moments between the happily married husband of Mark and Linda. And it just, A, makes him look like a jerk, and B, is kind of very morning radio-ish, you know, where everything is funny and cute. And in reality, it's not. So it's another way to do a podcast. If you have a website already, how do I get it into a podcast? You can use a service like Libsyn to handle your RSS for you. You can use a service like Feedburner, and you can use their player to just put it on your website. All right, last up, the last thing I want to talk about here is I went to, and it's so funny because I went to do this because I got to get back to getting my website to work and packing and leaving. I'm upset because on Thursday I checked this website and was like, oh man, I got to talk about this on the podcast. And lo and behold, here on Sunday, they have it fixed. And what I'm talking about is fakemustache.com. This is Jay Moore's website. And I went to subscribe to Ralphie May, who is a comedian. I wanted to listen to his podcast because I've heard his comedy is pretty funny, and I'm hoping his podcast isn't too racy, but I wanted to give it a shot. And there was no way, if you wanted to listen on a smartphone, which from what I understand is about 30% of traffic now is from smartphone, depending on what you read, but all they had was iTunes. You know, subscribe to us on iTunes. And by all means, iTunes is still the big, you know, 100-pound gorilla. 70% of my downloads come from iTunes. But as a smartphone user, I consume my podcast on my phone, and I need a good old standard American orange RSS button. And they had none on Thursday. On Sunday, they do, which is great. But I just want to point out that those are the two things. If you want to go three things, you should have on your website when it comes to subscription. You should have definitely have an iTunes and put that baby on top. You should have an RSS button because an RSS button you can use on anything else. If it's Zune or whatever it else is you're doing, if you have an RSS feed, you can subscribe in any other kind of feed. In fact, you can use an RSS feed in iTunes if you wanted to. And then the third one would be some sort of newsletter. We talked about that in the past. So I'm very proud to see that Ralphie got my email or got my mentioned. I direct messaged, is that even a word? Him on Twitter. And lo and behold, a couple days later, he's good to go. So that is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting. And it is kind of funny because I got to tell you that this is an example of my passion for podcasting. Number one, if you can't tell today, I'm because I'm moving things around here, I'm operating without a pop filter. So I apologize for that. And, but I've had such a horrible day with technology. I was laughing earlier. I went to call my wife and my phone quit working. And I'm like, what is this? I'm a fairly technical guy, but you know, sometimes things just don't, go the way you want. So, but by talking to you about podcasting, I'm already in a better mood. I am, just because I'm talking to you and you always put me in a better mood. And I can see emails coming in from people that are saying, hey, Dave, I switched and it's kind of blah, 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 so I got to go. But by the time hopefully you listen to this, things will be fine. And there's some really cool things coming down at the School of Podcasting. Check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com, and you will see that there's a new pricing structure coming on the horizon. Check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com. That's all I'm saying about it. Until next week, thank you so much for tuning in. And class is dismissed. Have a great week. God bless. Music Radio Creative Podcast with Mike Russell. Hello, this is Mike Russell, Creative Director at Music Radio Creative. Here are some of the benefits of ordering a sung podcast jingle from us. You type in your script online, we'll fit your words to the music. There are no music licenses required or royalties to renew your jingle, ever. And there's absolutely no buying in bulk. MusicRadioCreative.com. Which means you can get started by ordering just one jingle.